everybody. My name is Kira Snyder, and welcome to Unmasked, where we talk about real hurts, real struggles, but we offer real hope in the midst of all that we're going through together. Thank you guys for joining me here today. Thanks for being a part of My Coleman TV. You can find My Coleman TV on Facebook. You can find us on Spectrum 180, the Roku, and any of the podcast platforms. We want to continue to offer you guys great information and also offer you some encouraging words throughout the day and throughout the weeks as we all are at home and getting used to a new normal. So as I was preparing for this show and wanting to offer you just these grand words to just encourage you and help you to continue moving forward, I really struggled today. I really struggled with what I could bring you. And honestly, I couldn't come up with anything. And that is me unmasking my own truth for you all and just letting you know where I'm at with you. You see, the very best that I could come up with today for you and for myself is this. It is okay to not be okay. It is okay to not be okay. It's okay if you're having a hard time right now. It's okay if you have questions, if you have different things going on in your life. In your home and what you're facing. So maybe you just need to simply have that acknowledged for you. Maybe you need your feelings and your emotions to be acknowledged and not dismissed, not looked down upon, and not looked at in a way that is demeaning towards you. So if all I can do is acknowledge that for you today and help you to see that you're not alone, then I think that's good enough. We're all feeling the emotions and all the things, right? And maybe you need to know that you are not the only one. You are not alone. And the truth is, you're not. It's not just us here in our community that are struggling. It is communities all throughout our country, communities all throughout our world that is going through what we're going through and can understand the struggle. So the struggle is very real for you. The struggle is very real for me. It's very real for your children, for your elderly parents. The struggle is very real. Maybe you are waiting to go back to work and you need that paycheck to come in. Maybe you've lost your job in all of this because your company closed and is not planning to start back up once those rules and regulations are released. Maybe you have a loved one who is sick, not just from this pandemic, but from other things going on in their life, from cancer, from other diseases, and you can't be in the hospital with them. You can't be in their home with them. Maybe you're listening today and you're the one who is sick and you're all alone because your family is not allowed to be with you. You may be teaching your kids for the very first time, and you are home with them, and school was a struggle for you growing up, and now here you are trying to fill this role of all the amazing men and women that we've had in our children's lives throughout the years, teaching them these subjects and knowing how to use the technology, knowing how to use different tricks and different tips to help them know how to remember things about math or history or science. And now here you are, trying to fill a role that you never thought or imagined yourself you would be in, and you are struggling. Let me tell you, if it'll make you feel better, I have a child development degree and I am struggling as well. And I bet if we have teachers watching this today, they would comment under this and say they are too, because you see, they're not just trying to teach our children, they're trying to teach their children as well. And they're trying to continue to come up with ways to help us help our kids learn so they understand the struggle. Maybe your struggle is your home is not a safe place. Your home is not a place that is filled with love, that's filled with compassion, that's filled with food in the pantry at any moment you need it. So your struggle is trying to find safety, trying to find food, trying to find those things that you need in your body and in your life to know that you're going to be okay. and that there are people out there who do care about you, because maybe you're hearing words in your home that are not life-giving, that are not helpful, that are scary. You may be in a scary place, so you need to know that your struggle and where you are is very real, and that if you need help, it is okay to reach out for help. So maybe that's something else we need to know, that it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to say, I need help. I need help. I can't get through this on my own. There has to be a way. And maybe you're sitting watching this today and you're saying, is there a way to find good? Is there really going to be good come out of this? And my personal opinion that I'm sharing with you all today is I believe yes. I believe yes. There is good even now coming out of it. I know in past episodes, you all as listeners have shared some good that you have seen. I do believe that good will come from this. But I wanted to share a scripture with you all from Ecclesiastes 3. This is from Solomon. He was a very wise man. He was known as the wisest man that walked on this world. And I thought this scripture was very good. And even though it talks about struggle, it talks about hope. So this is Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8. For everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And again, that's Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. There is a time for everything. There is a season for everything. It's okay to cry. There's time for that. It's okay to find laughter. There will be time for that. There will be a time for us to build again. We will build up again. We will have a harvest again. That time is coming. So I know this is short, and I know that there's not very much packed in there, but I just want you to know that there is a new season coming. Joy will come in the morning. So let's continue to move forward together. Let's continue to help one another. Let's continue to remember that it's okay to not be okay and to allow ourselves those moments to cry, those moments to grieve, those moments to weep, and to know those moments of healing are right there, right around the corner. Those moments of joy and laughter are there. Those seasons are coming back. So thank you all for joining me today on Unmasked. Don't forget, you can find me at KaraSnyder.com. And if you are looking for Anxiety Elephants, you can shop local for that 31-day devotional. You can also hop on Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you are not a paperback person, you're more of an ebook person, you can grab the Anxiety Elephants devotional ebook version from Amazon. That is $2.99. And all you need is the Kindle app or your Kindle. The Kindle app is free. So that would be a great resource for you to have as we continue to move forward in these days. So thank you guys for your support. Thanks for watching today, and we'll talk to you soon.